Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, Geekscapists? Welcome to a brand new Geekscape, and you know what? If it's not brand new, it's because you've been listening to us for 9 years. I've been trapped here for 9 years talking about movies, video games, and comic books, and as I was telling a friend yesterday, we were talking about podcasting and videos. My friend Jason Inman, who does the DC show, he said, you know what, why we do this? You know why we do this is because we're going to be talking about this stuff anyway, so you might as well have a podcast, and that's why we started Geekscape, and that's why we continue to do it, and thank you guys for listening to us. Into 2016, if you guys are new to Geekscape, that's what we talk about. Movies, video games, comic books, TV. Last night was the Golden Globes. That's huge. We have our favorites of 2015. That stuff is up on the website at Geekscape.net. And if you're a video game player and this is your first Geekscape and you've played Fallout 4, you might want to hop back to last episode where we had Courtney Taylor, the voice actress from the main character, on the show. And that turned into a really cool discussion on Twitter about why do guys play as female protagonists in video games and choose that when there's a gender choice when you're doing your character select? And I thought that was a pretty fascinating discussion. A lot of people talking about that. And it's cool. So welcome to Geekscape. That's what we talk about. I have a co-host named Kenny Craig.
How you doing, Jonathan?
A.k.a.
London?
Crippled Kenny. And Will Sterling.
Hello.
This is what we do.
Apparently the people can't hear me. I have to project very loud.
Well, here's what happens.
Hello, everyone.
We have guests here on Geekscape. When the guests go to five, sometimes the extra mic comes out.
We have 4.5 mics.
And Will got that mic. He drew the short straw, and he's going to be using his mastery of projection.
Of course I will.
like your Laurence Olivier.
Geekscape, yeah. Acting.
Acting. And then every week we have a guest. We have two this week. We're graced by my good friend Corey Cole.
Hello.
And Tyler Oakley.
Hi.
Look how well their mics work.
Can you hear
they're that? So good.
It's like screaming over here. I can't hear it. And then, hello. Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry.
Softer.
Here's the thing. I'm going to get the audio file for our feed later. And like, this will be like, does that guy have Tourette's?
Yeah.
I love Will. But that guy has like... We'll set a little weird. I met Corey and Tyler through the workout group I do, November Project. If you guys are looking at this new year and you're like, man, I got a resolution, it's already starting to slide, check and see if there's, like, Google November Project, go to their website, see if there's a chapter near you. It's a free fitness group, and I've been a part of it for about a year and a half. And Corey's been a part of it a little longer, and Tyler joined a few months ago, and... we spend every Wednesday at like 5:30, 6:30 a.m.
It's my favorite thing. It's like the best part of my week.
Is it really?
We get to hug every week, and you look at me longingly, and you say hi while we're running by each other.
I have never gotten an invite to this running group. You dicks.
We're sorry.
What
You're
the?
More than welcome to come this Wednesday.
You can meet us at the start.
to be fair, if you guys listened last week when we were talking about New Year's resolutions, Kenny did say that he wants to do a marathon this year. Wheelchair.
In a recumbent tricycle.
In a recumbent tricycle,
yeah.
Though.
Maybe with a basket on the back with some random blankets that are 12 years old.
Kenny, how much can you actually move your legs?
Seven.
Like, what is that, degrees?
I don't know. But like, I don't know, but what is the amount that you
give
her?
No, no, like, how do you like, but isn't yeah. it, like, I remember when I tore my knee up, like, when I was, yeah, when I was doing PT, there's, like,
it's
a,
not
there's
as
range,
bad as
like,
that
a range
at all.
Of motion.
It'd be horrible for your knee tear.
No. I'm talking about range of motion.
Oh, okay.
But you're if you're in recumbent tricycle, what do you...
Range of motion, functional range of motion, or what can someone just drag my... Can someone just jack my leg behind my
Explain to me how a recumbent tricycle works.
Okay, it's, basically, okay, you know, vertical.
Sure.
Recumbent.
Okay, and then, but if you are a paraplegic, how are you doing it?
My legs...
With your teeth?
Yes. I do it backwards. One of my arms on the feet pedals. No, my legs work a little bit. It's
That's
just
what
the,
I was asking.
The functionality of them is not like where I can go on an everyday walk and like go to the store
right.
and like skip and use my skip it every weekend.
You know how like some parents...
It's
know
still
how, like,
on number one. It's still, yeah, got the it. Number on my skip it is 7. I've had it for 12 years.
Got it.
I finally got that 7th rotation
what if,
down.
What if they're like, okay, listen, you're completely paraplegic, but you can blow into this pipe and it'll power you're just gonna have to blow your way in the entire
what
wait, hey, whoa,
way
hey,
to a marathon
hey,
let's do it
Will, what was your New Year's resolution? How's it coming?
Reading I have to read one book every month.
One book every month.
I'm ahead of schedule.
What are you reading?
I almost completed one.
What is it?
Do I really have to talk this out?
Do I have to say what you say?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's get it.
Okay. We'll just everything I say back.
What's the book you chose?
Station 11.
Station 11.
Okay.
A friend of mine gave it to me.
Okay. A friend of his gave it to him. Mm-hmm.
So listen.
And
we got Will's mic back.
I got a little.
Oh,
basically, so I'm here. Okay.
We hear you.
I'm going to use you as a segue.
You're welcome. That was me.
Someone in this room.
Yes.
Has a book on the bestseller list.
You know what? If you need a book for this year, I have just the book
My
for
February
you.
My February book.
Yeah. Your February book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyler, what's the name
You're going
to
want an easy read. It's only 28 days. Well, 29
it's
this
a pretty,
true.
I would say That's it's an easy month. Read. Yeah. So I came out with a book last year. It's called Binge. It is a collection of stories that I've never told in videos. So professionally, I am a storyteller, I guess,
yeah.
on YouTube. But Binge is all stories that I've never told or shared on our podcast or anything like that. So if you want some salacious stories from my life,
ooh.
I have just the book for you.
Salacious is an adjective that I enjoy.
Well, you can find it in my book.
Yeah!
So if you're listening to this and you're a Geekscapist but not a Tyler or Corey fan, these guys are mega YouTubers, and you can find them on YouTube and watch their salacious stories that they're willing to share in video form. And if you need a little more, and maybe it's late at night and you want to read it,
Well, I think
the X-rated stuff is
the X-rated stuff is
it's a book, definitely. But I think if you like follow any YouTubers or if you know anything about like YouTube culture or fandom culture, I think it also offers glimpses into that life. So you don't necessarily have to know
about other
I am.
YouTubers.
Oh, of course.
You're nice. Like, I remember this one time the two Smosh guys were blowing each other.
Like, there we were.
Maybe they're just trying to do that marathon that
they
I'm
were
doing
blowing as hard as they could.
Yeah.
They were on 7.
Give me the finish line. Give me the finish line. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, my
normal project.
No, my. My girlfriend got your book, and
when I
tweeted out like today that you guys are my guests, I got a series of texts. I didn't tell her that you guys
oh
are my guests.
God.
She just saw my Twitter. I got a series of texts. She's like, Tyler and Corey, are your guests? I love them. Oh my God, their podcast is my favorite. Can you tell them I say hi? I'm so jealous. I'm gonna cry.
Wait, they said our podcast is favorite?
Her favorite.
She threw you under the bus.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, not geeks.
Do you think she's not even watching this now when you guys are on
That's
this?
Pretty rude.
That's how much she hates me.
I would call it disrespectful.
You obviously have not listened to me talk ever before. That's very
bad. So she's over it.
Yeah,
Here's the crazy thing about that text. Kenny's girlfriend died 3 years ago.
Whoa!
Getting those ghost fans.
Oh my God!
We do have ghost fans.
What the hell just happened?
Well, she seems great.
No, she was. No, but she said that she also really really loved the book, and she read it in she's like an incredibly like fast reader, and she read it like in 6 hours, like all in one sitting.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
tell her I say hi.
Yeah, but well, if I'll have her listen to the show.
Yeah, okay,
so
it's
like, you're gonna
she's
have
dead,
to
just like tarot
yeah, yeah, I'll burn this onto I'll burn this onto a cassette tape and throw it in her grave. They love you,
Corey. Where's your book?
Oh wow! That's so mean.
Yeah, no, it's not. Are you working on?
Just follow me on Twitter. It's as good as a book.
It's 140 character
book. It's
like a book
separated into 140 characters.
You do
lots of chapters.
It's like the elementary school book chapters. Like there's 90 chapters in one book.
Yeah.
I looked up and my friend James Ponsold, who's a film director, was doing these things where he writes these short stories in like 6 or 12 tweets, and I was like, All right, it's an art form. I know if I did it, it would just be like, like follower drop. Because like I used to follow Kevin Smith, who was on like Geek Drum, which is the show that led into Geekscape, and we were Kevin's first podcast, which then he goes on and creates this podcast empire. And I was like, oh, Kevin's cool, and he gave us a shout out, and I followed him on Twitter. But then he just started kind of using Twitter as a blog.
Yeah.
And that's not what Twitter's for, and it's hard to follow somebody when they're just sitting there kind of doing Twitter diarrhea, right? Where it's just like, I'm writing a book on Twitter.
Well, now they're getting 10,000 character limit. So
no way.
Yeah, he can do that.
Do you agree with that? Like, what?
That's what they said.
Wait, what?
The rumors are true.
But that kills the
to
form,
go from 140.
But I think
what
it's probably gonna have like the ellipses.
It'll have like a show more. So like,
like
if
Facebook.
You want it to be 140 characters, that's what will show. Like,
what you're so there's gonna be three grandparents that click that.
Right.
Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't know. Show
are
more.
You,
nah.
Are you gonna perhaps re-release the book in Twitter format?
Never. I can't monetize that.
Come on, think about the bottom line. I could just see Tyler like standing on top of it, like at the top of like the building with like a cigar.
Not gonna work out.
No, sorry. Push just Twitter off a cliff. I mean, are you active on Twitter? Like, Corey, are you active on it? Like, is it something that you guys are into, or like, what's the big thing? Because like, I can't stay ahead of like Periscope.
Corey's pretty funny on Twitter, I will say. Mine's just like promotional garbage, because you know when you have like stuff you need to just constantly be pushing, and then it just turns into that. Corey is like probably better at Twitter than I am.
You're more laid back.
Sometimes
this is
I
part
tweet
of lifestyle.
Like hot male celebrities though, so
you
do have to deal with that.
And they talk back. Like the thing is, some you know the celebrities they talk back on Twitter, and there's access to them, and they read what you write, and they're like, oh, thank you. You know, it's a dialogue. Twitter's kind of like a dialogue.
Who's your favorite person that's ever replied to you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the thing is now that like I do like the private messages now with people I've worked with TV
salacious.
With.
What?
It's like no, it's just one of those things where like either
I'm sure
text on
do.
The phone or email. Like yeah. like supposedly like Simon Pegg, for instance, was on Geekscape, and then he was in our documentary, and Simon and I had like a long relationship where the only way that we talk is through Twitter direct.
Just
and
sliding then, in each other's DMs.
Well, it was just like, well, you know, it was just one of those things. Like,
real
hey,
casual.
Like. Yeah. Yeah, you whatever. It's just one of those things. You know, just two dudes.
Because you didn't want to give him your number
DMs.
Or what?
Just talking. Are we breaking for station identification? Okay. All right. So, guys, we're going to stop for station identification. We're going to come right back to Tyler and Corey. Hang tight. This is Geekscape. Thanks, Justin. Hey, Geekscapists. Whoa. Where'd the fade out go?
Gone.
It's all right. Hey, we're in good hands. This is Justin. Justin is taking over for Jake. Jake, I think I murdered him. I hit him with
a
car.
Jake got abducted by aliens.
He's on
a water jet
Jake's
ski.
The dead girlfriend?
speaking of which, I do have an update on the dead girlfriend text.
Oh, okay.
She just wrote me again. Fuck you. I hate you. I'm watching you suck. Sorry, Jenny.
Is she like the sequel to Ghost Dad?
Guys, we can sell that.
Ghost Girlfriend.
Ghost Dad.
Tell me they haven't done that in Hollywood.
Ghost Dad?
Ghost Dad was Bill Cosby. It was Bill Cosby, right?
Oh yeah, maybe.
And he was in a.
I think he's out right now. That's
what we need.
But
now's
the time.
New blood.
A less rapey Ghost Dad.
That's right. A woman.
Guys, what if the band that was raping that woman, those women, was Ghost Dad?
Oh no!
And it was like
it wasn't me. It was the Ghost Dad. You see, I had nothing to do with it. It was an astral projection of myself.
Picture pain
in the people and the places that they didn't want to be touched.
What is a pudding pop?
I would watch that movie.
Yeah. Ghost Dad raping people.
Hard
Welcome
pass.
To Geekscape, everybody.
Don't
Geekscape.
Say hard when you're talking about
know,
raping people.
Pass.
Yeah, flaccid pass. That's a
flaccid
pass.
Pass. Guys, I just realized we've already gone through one station identification, and we like I don't even know how to segue to this. It's so inappropriate, but we have to talk about David Bowie. This sucks, but we should have started the show with it. And I know we just came off of whatever that was, Will. But
flaccid pass.
Yeah,
encore, actually.
I created it. I started it. It's my fault. But guys, we have to talk about David Bowie. That's like the biggest cultural thing that's happened. Sorry, Golden Globes. If you want to know who won, go to geekscape.net. We wrote them up. But David Bowie, I woke up this morning and that was the news. Was that David Bowie had died of a like 16-month or you know battle with cancer that he kept completely secret. He and Iman have like a very secret relationship, and it stinks because his son is somebody that I see at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Like Duncan Jones, who directed Moon and is doing the World of Warcraft movie. Like, right. Like he comes to the Legendary booth as we're setting up, they're setting up, whatever promotional video he has to make for World of Warcraft, they do it while we're setting up the Geekscape booth, and he's somebody I chat about and chat with for like a few minutes every summer. And it's one of those things where you're talking to him, you don't want to be like, I know your dad's David Bowie.
Right.
I can't really tell you how much we all love your dad.
Right.
And now his dad's gone, yeah. And this summer Duncan Jones is going to be there, and we still not talk about that? Like, it's crazy that a cultural icon of this size is
right.
Gone.
This is going to sound really lame, but it's the truth. I was jump roping at the gym, and I saw it on the TV above, and I tripped over my jump rope. I stopped, and I was like...
Emotionally.
Oh, yeah.
Or physically.
Both.
Okay.
Spiritually. I literally skipped a beat.
Okay. Yeah.
And I tripped on the jump rope, and I watched the television.
You saw this last night?
This morning?
No, this morning. Yeah. When did you guys hear about
it? I think I found out in the middle of the night. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll check Twitter like half asleep. Mm-hmm. I think I found out either then or when I woke up.
Right.
But either
so
way,
you thought
I
it was
like,
a dream at first. You were like, wait, is it true? And then you're like, no, it's
true. It's a nightmare.
Because I think they tweeted it at 10:30 like on the dot.
Right.
Last night. His official Twitter
and
account.
What was your first, I mean, beyond being groggy, like, what's your first impression of David Bowie? How important was he to you?
To me, and I mean no disrespect, but like, right. He did not really have that much of an impact on my life, but I knew how much of an impact he had on pop culture and in music and in artistry, and just in that first 10 minutes seeing the outpouring of people on my timeline, not just like searching for it
it's been all
from
Facebook,
who was talking about, but like every single person I knew had some type of connection.
Yeah, Corey?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to make you watch The Labyrinth now.
I've never seen The Labyrinth. Oh, I know
so
that
good.
I believe
don't worry,
Labyrinth.
I haven't
either. You've made it this far in your life.
I know that there's something about like The Babe.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. That's all I know.
The Babe with the power.
Yeah.
Oh, you must mean The Babe with the power.
Wait, which Babe?
Which is a line taken from the Bachelor of Bobby's
dance,
Foster.
Sure,
magic
whatever.
Dance,
yeah, whatever.
Dance, magic, sure. Dance.
Got it. Nailed it.
Oh, you're talking about The Babe with the power.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Who do? You do?
That was
voodoo.
I remember.
I know something.
I remember my dad taking my brothers and I to the theater to see Labyrinth, and that was my first impression of David Bowie's. He is Jareth, the Goblin King.
Right.
And because you love that movie, because obviously you love Dark Crystal, you love the Muppets, you love everything Jim Henson when you're a kid growing up in the '80s, aging myself. But seeing David Bowie in this movie, and the movie's incredible. Like, you're gonna love this movie.
Don't tell me how to live.
Movie night. Movie night. Well, you
have
haven't,
a good
you,
day, too.
What I'm telling you is you haven't lived yet, because you haven't seen
this
movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, we flipped it.
Okay.
But you're going to love this movie, and he's incredible in it. But then you see the entire like span of his career. My wife was playing before the show. She had me listen to an acapella of David Bowie and Freddie Mercury. Doing the Under Pressure.
Nothing at all.
Insane.
It is phenomenal, especially in the day and age of auto-tuning.
Yeah.
Listening to these two icons sing this with the mastery that they were capable of, you're just like, okay, I'm feeling the profound loss.
And they're like singing on a microphone that's as good as Will's.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. Like, I listened to that like 8 times last night. Like, one
it's
of
phenomenal.
My friends like showed me that a couple years ago, and I listened to it like 10 times then. I was like, this is amazing. And then immediately when I heard when I was like playing a video game, someone in game was like, David Bowie died. And I was like, what? And like, I didn't even think twice about it. And then all of a sudden I was like, you know what? Let's Google this.
And
I'm
that
like,
that song gives you chills.
And yes. Like, mm-hmm. And
it's crazy.
Like, what the acapella one gives me more chills than the like regular song. And I love the regular song.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the regular one reminds you of Ice Ice Baby.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. How could he steal that from Vanilla Ice? Such an asshole.
Why would he do that?
Yeah. He's such a dick.
If you follow Vanilla Ice on Instagram, he's like, yo, I stole from him.
I added a dun dun dun.
I have a Bowie memory. He sued me. Remember when he was trying to defend it? He was like mine goes his goes
you just did the exact same thing.
Vanilla, did Suge Knight hang you off of that balcony a little too hard? Remember that rumor that Suge Knight hung him from his ankles off of a balcony? You never heard this story?
I heard that.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he did a Michael Jackson baby like of Vanilla Ice.
Crazy.
Oh no.
Never heard that story?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't Suge Knight get shot?
Yeah, in Vegas.
We're going to Vegas.
Well,
I don't want.
You're not Suge Knight, so
you don't know that.
Okay. Oh, it's true. Yeah.
Hey,
young people have balconies.
Geekscape, you want to go down in history? No, you gonna go down in internet history?
Whoa. Please no.
No, I love you guys. You know,
so you're not gonna shoot us in Vegas. There
will not be a Geekscape Jihad. what I love about you guys, and what really, I mean, obviously I've known Corey for a year. I've known Tyler for less than that, but we went to the premiere of Snervous, which is the documentary that you guys had on your tour, which is now on iTunes. You guys can download it on iTunes.
True.
And I got to know you a little bit better in watching this documentary. Because you've been documenting your life for almost a decade.
Oh, my God.
Don't say it like that. You're welcome.
I'm getting there, yeah.
Welcome to the club. I'm somebody who's like, yeah, some of the Geekscapers wanted me to live stream my wedding, and it was like, oh.
You don't have to do that. Some things are for you.
You don't need this. What was the need of making a documentary like this, considering your career has been a documentary?
Well, for me, there's so much that happens that you put out onto the internet that may come across kind of seamless, and that's the goal, is to make it seem like very casual. It's like you're sharing a part of you, but it's just, you know, a snippet of your day. And the illusion is they get the full spectrum, and they're really getting a glimpse into your life. But the reality is, more often than not, they are getting maybe 10%. Mm-hmm. And so going into this year with the book, it was sharing some more of that. And then with us going on tour and going to people's towns and kind of having a live experience, they were getting even more.
It was a
slumber party sleepover tour thing. Everyone was in pajamas, whatever. But the goal of the documentary was to show that other percentage that happens when you leave the stage, when you turn off the camera, when you turn off the podcast, and all the work that really does go into it. Because a lot of times people think that they know the full story, but they don't.
And it was so different to just relinquish control and have a crew and a director
someone else film it rather than you guys.
But was there that battle that you did relinquish control and now they have kind of a view of you that you're not in control of, that they're going to put out? And I mean, did you have final cut or final approval over what went into that film?
Yes and no. Like, they sent me a version and I was like, okay, well, here are the like millions of edits I would like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, here are the millions of reasons why you won't get those notes approved. And I was a little bit stressed from that.
Are you a control freak?
Yes, he is.
Hey, wait. Are you sure you don't want to answer that?
I wouldn't say I'm a control freak. I would say that I'm particular and I have particular tastes and opinions on like a lot of things. And Corey's more like, go with the flow, I think, which makes us a pretty good duo because Corey will see bigger
picture. As business partners.
Yeah.
Right.
We are not together in any
sense. but it's like, you know.
We've never even looked each other in the eye.
I know you guys. I feel like I'm doing the Geekscape as a bit of a disservice because I know you guys, but yeah, you do a lot of managing and organizing for what Tyler does and the Tyler kind of brand,
yeah,
which you're a part of, as well as a performer, you know. So, I do see you as like, the business mind and the inspiration, you know, like you guys are just like, how much of it is you trying to contain the ideas or push the ideas? Like, what's the relationship?
Well, I think for me, it's kind of, there are a lot of moving parts that are always happening. And mm-hmm. the more I add to that, whether it's like book or
I want to do this,
whatever.
I do
yeah, yeah. I need somebody who's really focused and organized and logistical. And Corey is that for me. So Corey's really great at, you know, making sure everything gets done. If he were not a part of the business, then right. I think I would be a mess. I would be a mess. There are weeks that he'll go on vacation and I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing?
Why no relationship?
Oh, God.
What?
Well, when I first met Corey, I had a crush on him.
But he was your RA at college. So there was a kind of weird sexy power struggle thing. That's like flirting with your TA in school.
You know, I was also a TA.
Did you get flirted with?
I was the flirter.
Of course you were.
that is probably the most irresponsible. That's an abuse of authority.
I flirted them with knowledge.
And flirted with knowledge.
That's a complete abuse of your position.
And that's why I was like, gotta go.
And it was just secondary that
no,
the class was biology.
No, but when Corey was my RA, nothing happened there.
Did you drink in your room on purpose hoping he'd catch you?
Yeah.
He would get drunk and then come like knock on my door. And he'd be like,
I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do.
Do you want
to
play video games?
I'd be like,
I was like, yes, but that's
write,
all we're doing.
I need somebody to tuck me in.
Yeah.
Well, listen. It's a delayed response. Listen, Geekscapers, we're going to take another identification break here at T-Radio V because we got other shows here on the network. And you guys can go on the website and find out when they air and watch some of the taped episodes. But we'll be right back with Tyler, and Corey, and Will, and Kenny, and myself on Geekscape. Hang tight. Oh, Justin nailed that one.
We did.
Justin nailed it. Thank you, Justin. We were just talking about, if you guys were watching the T-Radio V, you see like the different blurbs at our station identifications for the other shows, and you see like different people doing T-Radio V station identification. We just saw Dean Cain, and Dean Cain was the subject of a conversation Will and I just had.
Yeah.
What is going on with Supergirl? Because I love
good?
Flash, I love Arrow, yeah. and I like Supergirl, and I watch Supergirl, and Dean Cain is on Supergirl.
Yes, he is.
As the DC, the resident DC Comics fan.
Yes.
What is up with Supergirl? Why is it not hitting the same critical stride that like Arrow and Flash?
I think they're trying
are?
To cram it into the mold of Arrow and Flash. It's like, hey, here's the sort of techie geeky guy who sits in the room and like sends you your missions.
Oh, like Felicity Smart.
And here's
yeah.
James Olsen, who's very suave and cool. And it's like
these are literally like the same molds that
yeah,
are on like
exactly.
Arrow and Flash,
right?
And they're using them.
And then here's Supergirl, who's like doesn't know what she's doing. It's a superhero. She goes
Do
out.
Do people not
out.
Like it?
I like it.
I think it's
okay.
Ratings are
all
good,
the,
but like from a writing standpoint, it just needs to be its own thing.
Like it
and
feels
also
like it
not
has a learning
under
curve
the
that
thumb
it
of Superman. No. It is constant. We're constantly being reminded how she's not Superman. And
right.
I'm like, if you want to be a female forward show, which I want, because like it's time for that. Stop fucking talking. I love Superman,
yeah.
but stop talking about.
Stop
it.
Being in comparison to
right.
the male.
Right. Just yeah. do your thing and have it be this show. And don't because if you're going to talk about Superman, he should show up. And if
right.
he's going to send her tweets and shit, and be like, hey, you did a good job.
Dean
and that's
there?
It.
Who's Dean
no,
Cain?
Yeah,
Dean
Cain
is playing her adopted dad.
Yeah.
And
as Superman?
Not related.
No.
I've never seen
any of these
shows.
Yeah,
did you hear the rumor that there were...
Is Terry Hatcher there?
No,
she's
I wish.
Not, unfortunately.
No, but well, what's her name is? Kelly Press...
That's right, from Supergirl the movie.
Yeah, the girl who played Supergirl.
Shoot, it's my
The rumor I heard was that they were going to try and get Tom Welling to play Superman.
Oh. He went to my high school.
Did he really?
Yeah, we're
in
both
Michigan?
On the Wikipedia.
What?
Tom Welling.
That's all there is to that.
From Smallville.
What is Tom Welling doing these days?
Oh,
not a
lot.
I was wondering.
You know, I can't give you that insight.
You don't know.
Come
on.
Do
you
talk
to Tom?
He doesn't have a Twitter, so
you're
what
going
am
to
I
Vegas.
Supposed to do with that?
He's probably in Vegas.
You didn't run into
is
him at the reunion?
Is he performing with Celine?
See,
we did not graduate.
Yeah.
See, that information is not on the
Wiki. It's not on the Wiki.
Yeah, that's
Tyler,
Luke,
if somebody
that's
does
redacted.
Not have a Twitter, do they not exist?
I feel like, what are they up to if they don't have Twitter?
They're doing something
nothing.
Shiesty.
Maybe he's trying to read your book and needs some peace and quiet.
Well,
that
I
may
support
be the
that.
Most
I hope he leaves an Amazon review.
He's going to join
Tyler,
Twitter and be like,
we may
hey.
Have to quote you as having said the most millennial thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
If he doesn't have a Twitter, he probably doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They're starving kids in Africa with Twitter. Tom Welling. God damn it.
Please feed me.
I'll crash the reunion, whatever year he graduated, and I'll get the scoop. I'll come back.
Right. They're like, hey, Tom. How you doing?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'll
say. Are they going to do another Cheaper by the Dozen?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we could all use that with Hillary Duff. It's time.
That was the one you remember out of the 13.
Well, we were just talking about...
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
What is it important to you, Will, that we have a female-led successful superhero
yes.
show?
Yeah. Because fucking Marvel dropped the ball on Black Widow, like that could have been a Phase 2 movie,
right?
Like, nah,
but we just we'll had, just... But Marvel didn't drop the ball on this Jessica Jones. We
no,
that
they
series.
Didn't. So I'm happy about
good.
That. Jessica Jones is great, and I also think we should have a female person of color in a show.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's fictional material. Like, who gives a shit past the point of like, hey, they can be the characters that they are on the page, like personality wise, but they can be whoever
right.
they want to be. Like, I was like, if Idris Elba was Batman, I would shit my pants. Like, that's all I wanted in my life. Didn't happen.
Right.
But that's all I wanted.
Did you see that they confirmed the director for Black Panther?
What?
Well, it's the director from Creed.
Is it Ryan Coogler?
Yeah, it's Ryan Coogler.
I saw
yeah.
that. I have something to contribute. I saw
Creed
that.
Creed was fucking guys.
Was great.
Last the one the Golden Globe I'm happiest about was last night. Sylvester Stallone winning
really?
For Creed.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
did?
Was awesome.
Yeah, he was
you didn't
I
think he was awesome
was
in that movie?
Not only did I not see that movie, I am
Creed?
Not the demographic. But I did not see him win. Good for him, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah. Did you see Creed?
No.
Creed?
Isn't it Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
Yes.
You like
I
Michael
love
B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh my God,
you can see it.
He's so
Howdy,
cute.
You gotta see
he's pretty jacked in that movie.
Okay.
If you guys
my
read,
mom loved the movie.
It's phenomenal.
It's very good.
The movie's
have
phenomenal.
Your mother reviews.
Yeah. If you guys,
my, yeah. my mom just likes anything. Like she likes Magic Mike. She likes anything with shirtless guys.
Like, oh, your mom will be happy with this.
Yeah.
Please stop.
And we lost a viewer.
And sorry, mom. My wife was like, no!
she logged out, too.
Ghost girlfriend's gone.
I would say watch Creed. She died again. If you read Geekscape, it was my second favorite movie of the year.
Really?
I feel like it's really it's bad association awesome. With the band Creed.
Why did they think it was a documentary about Creed?
Which I would have seen.
About Scott Stapp having bipolar disorder.
Doesn't Scott Stapp live in the country?
Does he live in a motel now?
Married to Avril?
That's Nickelback.
Same person.
Yeah. I honestly think it's the same person, too.
Spoiler alert.
All the songs they said.
I think the guy from Nickelback is uglier.
Chad Kroeger.
That guy's uglier, right?
Wow. How dare
you? He sounds the same.
With them, with
we need to see
off.
Nudes. Do you have that material?
Tweet us.
Geekscape just turned a corner.
They're going to be on the website. Everyone, go check them out.
Hey, guys, vote in our new poll.
That's right.
A Twitter
Let's
poll.
Do it.
Yeah, we need to see nudes and have a poll with
there
them.
Is that, there that is that one time we tried to get Stan Lee, like the first time we met him, we tried to get him to do that station ID. Like, hey, Stan, do you mind saying, hey, you're watching Geekscape? And he was like, he just kept calling it Dickscape.
Yeah.
And so we have audio of Stan Lee being like, you're watching Dickscape.
I would use that every time.
We do. Yeah. We use it a lot. They're like, Spider-Man and Dickscape.
Yeah.
And a Chad Kroeger. Dickscape.
That's iconic.
You did watch this new Star Wars movie.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Now, what did you like about it? Are you, I mean...
Finn and Poe. Yeah. I'm all about them dating. If that's not what's going to happen,
that is a
I
rumor on
gotta
the
go.
Internet, yeah. But amongst fans. What I read, fans will take something and run with it.
Yeah.
I read that it was disproved, which really upset me, but...
what do you mean? There's two movies left.
It? There's only one
There's
movie.
Two
somebody
movies
said it was,
left.
I think the... you know, I was reading about it today. Somebody said that's involved with the movie that it was just something that... What's that guy's
like
name?
J.J. Abrams.
No. Finn.
Hugged for a long
John
time.
John Boyega.
No, Poe.
Yeah, he let him keep his jacket.
Isaac Oliver.
Yeah.
He's hot. Is that his
Isaac.
Name? Yeah, he's really hot.
He won a Golden Globe.
Oscar Isaac.
Somebody said that it was just something that was in his head.
Oscar Isaac? So Oscar Isaac was kind of giving the vibe?
Because I think on Ellen, he was like saying something about it. Anyway, I want it to happen. If it doesn't happen, I will throw
it. You ship it.
I do ship it.
I think it's time.
When I was watching it, we went and saw it at the Grove together.
Yeah.
And we had sour gummies. I'm just trying to set the scene.
That's what my wife always gets. The watermelon gummies?
Delicious.
No,
sour
just
the
regular. Traditional. Just
every fruit.
Okay. I do sour patch kids, yeah.
And every time they had like a moment together, I would look at Corey and like I was crying the whole movie. Movies make me cry, but I would look
he
at Corey
cried at all the previews like, leading into Star Wars.
Yeah.
He was a mess.
You're
that
like,
day.
Zootopia, it's gonna be
but like,
so
you know,
bad.
Like,
that Zootopia preview makes me want to do bad things.
It goes back to what you were saying about women superheroes.
Yeah.
It's about representation.
Right.
Representation matters.
Yeah.
Whether it's any type of minority, and so when I saw myself represented.
You
want
to see
represented throughout the galaxy.
Yeah.
Right.
Girl, I'm all about it.
Also, it's 2016, so, you know, buck up.
Et cetera.
Right.
It's time to do this shit.
What if R2-D2 is, like, with BB-8?
Yeah, people...
Yeah, like, are you into
I
that?
I could watch that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. People have been saying, oh, they could be the first gay Star Wars characters. I'm like, C-3PO has been gay the entire time.
We walked out, and I was like, how gay is C-3PO?
C-3PO is the bottom of all bottoms.
I think he's got that red arm.
I did not.
How do you think
like
I got
the
that?
Red arm.
He's going
forearm
deep.
Like, Uncle Owen, this one has a bad power motivator. What do you use that for? And then you have the box droid. Yeah, I think we should have Tyler do a guest article on Geekscape.
Yes.
Ranking the gayest droids in the Star Wars universe.
I think I can contribute
because
that.
Because
he's got a short list already.
I mean, 3PO has to take the cake.
Totally.
No. Oh.
Right? And I'm thinking if you're going to talk about gay Star Wars characters, Bib Fortuna was probably
Bib Fortuna's pretty gay.
Like, he's the one who
I don't know who that one is.
He's
the
one
who's the lover of Jabba.
Yeah, when you go to Jabba's palace, he's the one who's like, Jabba no bother.
He has the dick. He has a dick
about?
Or a neck.
No,
and he's
I
got
saw
two
somebody...
dicks coming out of his head.
Oh, well,
I know.
Who doesn't these days? It's 2016.
Like that. Yeah, exactly.
He's like, and then he goes, Hoom-chak!
Somebody was posting on Facebook about how Jabba has a gay cousin.
Sure.
Let's
do it. In continuity.
Yeah. In the comic books.
He may have been introduced
Pizza
in the recent
the
Marvel comics. Yeah.
Pizza the Hut's very gay.
Pizza
the
Hut.
And delicious.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so high. This is sort of
we have to think about it, because, you know, Lando is all about... Lando's all about the
pussy. He's all about
the... Yeah, like, you know, like,
of course
like
he is.
Colt 45.
Well, yeah.
He's like, come lay down at Cloud City, baby. Right?
That doesn't mean he can't experiment.
Yeah, but...
He's the
Now his buddy Lobot...
Who the fuck is Lobot?
Hey, this is Geekscape. This is Geekscape. You're rolling deep in the nerd.
Yeah.
Lobot was the dude with the electrical thing around his brow who ran Cloud City for him.
Oh.
And Lobot
has no clue.
Guys, welcome to Geekscape. Push the glass. Yeah. Guys, this is Geekscape. I know we're rolling deep. Let's come out of it for a little bit to get one last station ID, and then we'll come back. We'll finish up with Tyler and Corey. Thank you guys for listening this far. We got a little bit more to go. Thanks, Justin. Another awesome segue by Justin here at the T-Radio V Studios. Thank you. You're listening to Geekscape. We talk geeky, and when we start talking about Lobot and Bib Fortuna, gets geeky.
What about Salacious Crumb?
Salacious.
That's right.
What I love, we're talking about vague Star Wars characters. My favorite one, and I think I've said it before on Geekscape, since watching Force Awakens, my favorite Force Awakens vague Star Wars character, I don't know if he has an action figure, is Tito, the character that Rey gets BB-8 from, and he's got him in the net, and he's like, and she's like, that's Tito, and he just like grumbles
she's
and
like,
walks away.
He's drama.
That's Tito. And I was like,
eye roll.
And I was like, there is an alternate Star Wars universe where Tito was like, fuck off, found him, he's mine, and Tito fucking saves the Republic.
Right.
Tito could have gotten 60 meals for him.
Tito. That's probably what Tito would have done.
Imagine how fat he would have gotten, though, overnight.
The new Jabba.
That's the, oh my god, the start Tito of Jabba.
Here's the crazy thing. So they cut a scene with, there's a character that takes, that marketplace there on Jakku.
Yeah.
There's a character that's supposed to be like the administrator, he's like the sheriff of that marketplace, and they, in the last edits, they cut him from the movie.
How do you know?
Because there's an action figure of him.
Oh.
He existed in the cut long enough to actually have an action figure that hit stands made of him.
But Rey didn't.
Yeah, imagine how long Rey must have been in the movie in the previous cuts. She was in all
no action figures for Rey.
That's
not true. It's no Monopoly figure for Rey. That was the controversy.
Little things too, right?
She wasn't a part of the Star Wars Monopoly, and then they went and they were like, But
part of the issue too was like the packs where you could get like multiple characters, and it was like The Force Awakens. It's like Poe Dameron and Finn and Stormtrooper number 3. TIE fighter pilot number one, Tito.
What the
fuck? Yeah, like, why are these people?
So Big Yanks, I want to give an update because last week we were talking about him being in the hospital. He's one of our writers and longtime listeners. Yanks is doing better.
Good.
And he's been sending me texts of like Tito pictures. he took his daughter to see the movie again, and he took a fucking picture in the theater, which you
wait,
guys,
I've seen people
flat,
do that.
Like, don't flash on. Like, don't, can barely see it.
I'm one of those people who's like a Nazi when the movie's like, put away your phone, I'll kill you.
When the movie started at Star Wars, or maybe it was Star Wars. The movie started.
Yeah.
Some man.
He sounds like a dick.
He was.
Wow.
He was a man.
Go
was like,
on.
Shh. Right. And nobody was talking. Nobody did anything. Yeah. I think Corey like moved his Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
I got shushed for. I was looking for a red one.
And so Corey, being the brat that he was, he was like just shaking it. Like,
oh, don't shush me.
He was that
movie.
Fan. I can understand. Who was like, if anybody talks or makes noise in this movie, I will fucking.
It was.
You.
I went. I had
he's
to
like. He's like, I can't orgasm if I get distracted.
Shush. Tito's on screen.
I'm almost done.
I had to go see it.
I only have. Why I have 12
because
seconds
that guy
kept
that guy was making all the noise.
The screen like messed up 40 minutes into it, and like it was ridiculous, and I had to walk out. Oh yeah, I was mad.
That guy made more sound in shushing you than the stupid Sour Patch Kids.
True.
Oh, just, for sure.
For sure.
Like, come on. That's more about him than it is about anything else. He's like, I have to establish myself. This is important to me.
It was like 9 in the morning. There were 8 people there.
How do you feel about people clapping at first appearances of certain characters? Not here for it.
I don't do that.
Well, somebody next to us did.
Oh.
And
there
didn't
was lots
get
of clapping.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
Clap, but I can't
was it Han Solo?
The patches.
You make it more about yourself, and let's not spoil it because if you guys want to know what we thought of Star Wars, there is literally an entire.
I feel like the Statue of Limitations
1 hour.
Is up.
Not yet. Let's give it another week.
It needs to go to VHS.
It's made almost $1 billion.
Yeah.
Guys, in Betamax
it
now.
It has made $1 billion. Most of the people on the planet.
So did Snervous. What?
Watch Snervous on iTunes.
We're talking about
don't spoil it.
We're gonna catch you, LucasArts. Lucasfilm. LucasArts is a video game wing. Never mind. Anyway. I think there's still a moratorium on that. We'll see. I do want to mention though, real fast before I remember it, that you guys are gonna be on Amazing Race next month.
It's true.
You guys were on Amazing Race. Yeah.
We did that.
The Amazing Race.
The Amazing thing Race. We did.
Was there any chance to cheat on Amazing Race?
Yes, plenty of chances.
Really?
And I was first to scream at producers and be like, look at that team!
Yeah, we're kind of tattletales.
I was 100%
Wait,
that person.
Did you do that just to divert attention so you could go around
so
and
that
do your
I
own
could
things?
Cheat yeah. while they were
Look at them over
ball.
There! Go, 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 go!
No, I was like a stickler on the rules. Like, because I was...
What exactly are the rules?
Well, because you would get
no
like...
No cheating!
Yeah. Oh my god, damn
you
it!
You get like clues on things you have to do or like... Okay. Challenges that you have to complete, right. And there would be specifics like you must be doing this, you must hold this item, you must.
And there's parts where only one of us gets to do a task, and the other person has to like stand on the sidelines
and
can't
yell,
say
no cheating,
or do anything.
Yeah.
Just hold this.
Tyler
logo.
Can be like, "Go, Corey, you can do it," but like that's about
that's
it.
Wow.
Right.
And there were definitely Pepsi. People on the sidelines doing more than just cheering
their
team.
But
they were like,
Corey
it's
to
the
left,
be
it's
like,
to the left.
Right.
Not having it.
And we were always the first to
And
be
they
like,
never got penalized for maybe being like, it's to the right. Oh, you just brushed it. Turn around.
Well, there were some moments, I can't say specifics,
right.
but there were moments when people would be caught doing certain things outside the limitations of what you can do.
There
and there are penalizations. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know what they'll end up showing and what they won't
though.
So.
Right.
Who knows?
Well, guys, we got to watch.
Cheater. The race is not amazing if you're cheating. It's there, just the race now.
It was like the experience of a lifetime. I will say that. Yeah, going into it, I'm like, I don't know how much, because you never know how much of a reality show might
Tyler,
be produced.
You've been on Geekscape now. You still want to say that?
Yeah, of course. No, this is right
this
up
is the
there.
Highlight of 2016.
This is right up there.
We filmed it last year, so.
But you never know how much of it is like produced or like guided, and it was like an adventure.
You just CGI replace your face. Like, what the fuck? Wait, what just happened?
I actually was there with Tito. they fixed that in post.
Tito's my favorite. They gotta make a toy. If there's not a toy, they gotta make a toy. I'm gonna go to Target this weekend and look for my Tito action
You should
action
make
figure.
Your own toy.
DIY. Play.
Custom. Yeah, exactly.
Tito. I'm not that talented.
I believe
Repurpose
in you.
An old,
I'm not one of those people who go to
Tuscan
Comic-Con
radar.
And like have the
Do you want that
cosplay.
Thing that it's like riding on too?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole
robot thing.
Yeah, the steps
I
up
can
more
be that
than forward.
For you at Comic-Con. You be Tito, I'll be that thing.
Guys, you know, Comic-Con will be back at booth 3919 again this year, right next to Legendary.
I've never been to Comic-Con. Should I go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should.
We were there working for another thing once, but
we left
before it all started.
I hosted like an award show that was at Comic-Con for MTV, but I was like, oh, I really want to go like explore
Inside.
And do
we
things.
We were at the hotel, though, where everyone was staying, though, and it was just
your people.
Wild.
Well, if you guys want to come and explore our people, you can definitely come down. We'll have a booth there. We can maybe get you guys in. And
if you're Tito, I'll come.
This past year on November Project, we did a cosplay 5K. We did an unofficial 5K in the behind the convention center, and we went on a little run, and everybody was in. Everybody
what
was
were
in,
you?
Did you?
I was Super Extra Man.
Organize that yourself, or was
we
it
did.
Like official?
Me and Padula organized it. She leads she leads the tribe down there. So again, Google November Project if you guys want to know how I met Corey and. Tyler is amazing.
You get sweaty enough in your costume just being on the floor.
I get sweaty enough in the chair. The people who do the show after us, the T-Radio V, the work show on the
They're like, why
lab,
is this moist?
Yeah. Yeah. They sit down and they're like, dude, the back of the chair. And I go, I'm Mexican, you racist? Like, like people forget I'm half Mexican. The back half is the Mexican. It's just like, I get so excited doing this show, and I love doing the show. And I turn the fans off so you don't hear them on the mics. And
Kenny's
turns,
on. He's like, I don't give a
well,
fuck.
Kenny's not a professional.
Well, he's near your mic.
What? That's true.
Kenny's like, my cybernetics will shut down.
It's aiming, aiming towards your mic.
That's true.
Kenny is our resident robot.
His recumbent bike will not work without a fan.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong. The film is called Snervous. It's out on iTunes.
True.
The book is called
Binge.
It's on stands. And what I love is that you kick the crap out of like a ton of those Republican guys who have.
Yeah.
Like, who did you beat on the New York
that
Times?
One guy.
Bill O'Reilly.
No, he's the only person that beat me. I was number two on the New York Times bestseller list to Bill O'Reilly.
Here's why I think those are totally. This is why I think those are rigged numbers.
Yeah, killing.
Those are rigged numbers because there's no way his audience is literate. There's just no chance. There's no chance.
They just buy the book because they have to.
I did beat Ben Carson, and I did beat Khloe Kardashian.
Good.
What's that?
Was that
a pop-up book?
My claim to fame. I think they were about her adventures and weight loss.
Ghost girlfriend.
That's called that's not an adventure.
It's a pop
girls
book.
Suffer from that. That's called a disease.
I think it was a healthy adventure.
It was not a sad version.
I don't know.
Carve pieces
you'll
off
have to get her
read
book.
It.
If you carve pieces of your body off, you'll
read it
lose
and let us know.
Yeah, read it in March.
That'll be my March book, Khloe Kardashian.
Don't read Bill O'Reilly's.
I will not.
Will you got your
makes a new fucking book. He's killing somebody else. Stop it.
How are you doing on your quest to be in the marathon this year?
It's going to happen.
And do you guys have a New Year's resolution?
No.
To hug
I
you
thought
more.
About being nice.
You've been pretty...
And then that was it?
I thought about being nice, and I was like, this is never going to work.
You've been
year.
Pleasant this year.
I think my resolution is to be super healthy, because last year I joined November Project only because I knew I was going on the race. So I want to keep going now that the race is done.
Well, guys, you know where to find us. Google November Project, but also we're at Geekscape.net. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Search for Geekscape, you'll find us. And you can obviously find Tyler and Corey on YouTube. Search for Tyler Oakley, Corey Cole, and that's also their Twitter handles. Anything else you guys want to say to all the geeks?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, we love getting geeky.
We will see you guys next week with...
Geeky Deeky.
Who's our guest?
Angela Zhu.
Angela Zhu from AMC's like, geeky, Hell on geeky, Wheels
geeky,
will be our guest next week.
Freaky Deeky from NSYNC, but Geeky Deeky.
Like, who is Geeky Deeky?
We will see you guys next week.
That's a new Star Wars character.
Thanks, Justin.
Bye, Tito.